What many saw as an unwelcome fixer-upper, Bill Cook saw as an opportunity to leave behind a lasting legacy.
Most people making such an investment would be thinking, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? How much is this going to cost me? How can I cut costs? Bill looked me in the eye and said, Jerry, said the previous owners covered up a multi-million dollar lobby and I get to restore it.
Former state legislator Jerry Denbo will celebrate his own birthday Sunday, a day after attending a memorial celebrating the life of the man with whom he fought to refurbish the West Baden Springs Hotel.
Just such a common person. One of my favorite stories of Bill, which I'm going to think of Saturday when I go there, is pulling into Payola Walmart parking lot. And here come Bill out with two or three bags. And you know, you don't expect to see a billionaire going into Walmart.
Denbo and French Lick West Baden Chamber of Commerce President Karen Kempel say Cook's zeal for preservation may have saved French Lick and West Baden from the cycle of deterioration which had already gripped the landmark hotel.
There was not really anything to keep people here or to bring people here. And now we have such an influx of tourists, which also helps our current businesses that have been established for many years. They've increased their business.
Kempel says Bill Cook's legacy is a positive economic domino effect of sorts, started by casino prosperity and reflected now in local building standards Cook advocated, turning eyesores into eye catchers. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.